Live in case people want to watch the Facebook page. More people watching the Bit Chat. So anyways, welcome to Rank You very much, guys. Recording in beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana for Let's Fest.
Oh, somebody's watching.
Yeah,
oh,
people sure. will watch. People will watch.
You can follow me on Twitter.
They'll comment. It's at the end of the show. Anyways, guys, welcome to Rank You very much. Trent, can you come and play the theme song for us?
I'd love to.
Trent Mabry, everybody. He's my beautiful intern behind the scenes every episode. Thank you, Trent. Go back to the massive audience. We have a huge studio audience live for today's show. You can hear them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus Christ. We're goddamn stars. We did better than all the other acts this weekend. The show of Let's Fest. The show of Let's Fest. I'm your host, Joe Bates. Welcome to Rank You very much. If you've never seen the show before, we rank anything and everything, the best and worst. We lost an audience member. And as always, I have special guest experts. And this is the second time I've ever done a three-expert panel, folks. All the way to the left of me. Oh, and today's topic, if you haven't heard, best original Disney Channel movie. Best original Disney Channel movie. And all the way to the left is a man who's cried at every Disney original movie, Mitchell Potts.
Hey, Big Chat. Facebook Live can't see me, but I'm here.
Mitchell. What's the longest you've made it through a movie without crying?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. It's already, you see the opening credits, the waterworks start.
There's always a lot of emotion at the beginning of the movie.
Something happened. Also, the catering provided by ArtLink in Fort Wayne. They provided us catering, the first time we ever had catering. And they said they did it specifically for us. So, don't worry about it. Anyways, I don't know, we have a pop-up there. That's probably a good sign. I would say...
hot riff tonight.
Hot riff.
Riff machine.
I can't believe you're eating broccoli, Mitchell. Anyways, guys,
I like vegetables.
Oh, I'm surprised. Mitchell Potts, always crying. To the closer left to me, folks, he's a man who's an expert in Disney Channel original movies, and he is an expert in clinging to his youth.
It's true.
Mr. Max Fine.
Hi, hello. I was kind of the big deal at Let's Fest. And
you were.
Nobody came to my show. Thanks, Fort Wayne.
More people are at this than your show.
I know.
You were the only show that had backup dancers.
I was the only show that had live nudity.
Well, I mean, full frontal at least.
Yeah, the good kind, buddy. Nobody, we cuss on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, because nobody's an ass man anymore, you know? We're all about...
Well, we can't use that word. You can't use
nobody?
Ass.
Oh. We prefer butt.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
I
sure.
Heiny.
I prefer butt stuff.
All right, so ass man himself. Folks, we got an extra guest here.
Wow, two more. Hello.
Two more to the dozens
adoring
that are here.
Adoring fans.
To the right of me, folks. To the right of me. The very funny, the very fantastic. She's an expert. Well, here's the deal. You may have never seen her before. But she came here from an alternate dimension to provide comedy for you guys and talk about it on the podcast. Because in her dimension that she's from, she's actually an extra in every one of the movies we're going to be talking about.
It's true. Believe it.
Courtney Mills, everybody.
Woo! Yeah, thank you. Oh, come on, sit down.
Courtney, what was the transition like coming into this new world where you're not an extra in movies? Was that hard for you to deal with?
Actually, it was pretty good because back in the other dimension, I was just so popular and so adored by everyone that I couldn't even leave my house most of the time.
You were the premier extra.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice to be normal like you guys.
Yeah. Here. Well, what are you saying? We're not adored by fans constantly?
Yeah, dude. I fuck. All right.
This guy fucks.
Yeah.
I've had sex once. Anyways,
was it a near miss like that was?
Yeah, she was in the other room.
I was there, buddy.
Yeah, you were. Okay, but today's topic: best Disney Channel original movie. All you guys have probably seen all these. This is the biggest audience of the fest. I will say, not even close, Emo Phillips, eat my shorts. Best Disney Channel original movie. We have the list, as always, behind us. The ones we'll be talking about, well, they can't. The Facebook Live thing, they're going to have what they have, all right?
What is this program?
BidChat.com.
I've never heard of this.
Well, it's a dying service.
Is that one of the things where you take off your clothes and people give you clothes?
No. That's the other thing I do. I put clothes on. But no, BidChat is a service where people can call in. They can donate auction money to have a chance to call in on the show.
Has anybody ever donated?
Yeah, we've had people call in. I've had donations. I've done almost 40 episodes. I made $15.
That is actually not bad.
So yeah. You're welcome, world. And 10% of that goes to a charity that I never chose. So I think it just goes into the world out there.
I need a new car.
Max, you're not a charity case, all right?
Well, bullshit, I'm not a charity case.
His glasses are missing.
Yeah, my glasses. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Like I said, I fuck.
All the way from Atlanta. All over the place. Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati, Ohio. Bloomington, Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. Houston, Texas. San Jose, California. I'm from everywhere, man.
You've been everywhere.
I'm moving to Texas. Another place.
What?
I said, I'm moving to Texas. That's another place.
Courtney, it's not about you.
I'm moving. This is about me?
Yeah.
I'm moving to New York.
Who cares? Great episode. The list behind me, as always, let me go through what we talk about. Best original Disney Channel movies.
You gotta stop saying that. It's Disney Channel original movies. That's
the DCOM.
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 Yeah.
D's nuts. Anyway. The list, guys. Let's get to the list of DCOMs. I spelled it right on the thing. I put DCOM up there. Cadet Kelly. Johnny, we got a clapper. There you go, Johnny Tsunami, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, Phantom of the Megaplex.
Shit, dude. All right.
Brink. Genius.
Don't remember it.
Smart House. Yeah. High School Musical. The Color of Friendship.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you!
What?
Alley Cat Strike. Motocross. Well, as always, we start a list off with the people on the show vetoing what they think is not the best Disney Channel original movie. Got it right that time. Yeah. So we're going to go through the veto round. We're each going to go one at a time, take something off the list that we don't think is the best Disney Channel original movie. And as always, we start with the youngest person here.
It's going to be old me.
Mr. Yeah. Mitchell Potts.
I
never get it right. That's the whole premise of the show. Sorry. I always get it wrong. I just say what
you
I say.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, now why did I say your name, Mitchell? Oh, Mitchell, you're off this show. You've been on the show before, Mitchell.
All right.
Highly revered, worst Full House character episode.
Oh, it was highly revered. All right, let's... My High School Musical.
You're taking High School. Why are you taking High School Musical?
Yeah. No, it's not. Because here's the thing.
We're taking the Giants down early on this podcast.
It is a Disney Channel original movie, but it's not in the prime. Like, because Disney Channel original movies, like 98 to 2001, that's when they were good. Yeah. After that, High School Musical comes along, introduces the world to Zac Efron, and thank you for that. But everything else about it, bullshit.
Ashley Tisdale.
No idea who that is.
Neither do I.
What was the other girl?
Can we say bye? Can we say
bye? Was Hilary Duff in that?
No.
Oh, Vanessa
she was in Cadet Kelly.
Yeah. She's a.
Was Brenda person. Song in that too?
Huh?
Max, who was in High School Musical?
Zac Efron was really all that I cared about.
You're gonna find out from the other 10 that we have on here. Max is gonna know every detail. So it's good that High School Musical is going because it seems to be the one he cares least about.
It's a bad movie. Anyway, no, it's not the one I care. We'll get there.
Okay. So High School Musical, we're taking on it. Nobody's going to fight for it to stay on the board here?
No.
All right. High School Musical, off the board.
Bye-bye, HSM.
We're going to start off with the next person taking it off. Courtney, what one do you think is not the best Disney Channel original movie?
All right, this is going to cause some outrage, but I'm going to take off Cadet Kelly.
Get fucked.
I'm out. Why are you taking off Cadet Kelly?
Do you even know what Genius is?
Well, that's a
good one. I know, I haven't seen Genius.
Yeah, but...
That's the one movie I wasn't a part of.
It's a fine movie. It's not the best, but it's definitely worse than Cadet Kelly.
So why are you taking Cadet Kelly off?
I just didn't like, because, okay, so I was such a
You don't
huge...
like creativity? You don't like individuality?
I like
You don't
empowered
like
women.
Carlson Romano?
Yeah, I
hate Sean Ashmore? You don't...
I find him fretful.
I don't think Romano.
I find it like a Legally Blonde Junior.
Everybody
type.
Loves Romano.
Everybody loves Romano.
I don't, okay, I just, I loved Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
And it just never lived up to that.
Like, it's not the same movie.
But it's still just in my...
It's just like how there's the Beach Boys and then there's Pet Sounds. Different bands.
In my, like, Courtney, 11 to 14-year-old heart.
Why do you
heart.
Hate the Troops?
Oh!
USA! 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 Go Trump. Is that what we're cheering for? Okay, anyway, so Courtney, you don't like the Troops.
Yeah, hate them.
You hate empowered women.
Mm-hmm.
And
listen, I don't like empowered women either.
Well, I'm supposed to be the bad guy.
Oh right, sorry.
And I know you can take it.
And I'm the one who's cut out from the Facebook Live feed.
Well, it's only because you're ugly.
I love this country. I understand.
But okay, we're taking Cadet Kelly. She seemed you've not been able to convince her otherwise, Max.
I mean,
do this for America.
Do this for yourself and have some goddamn dignity.
Well, okay, so why do you just what do you, what is appealing about it to you?
Okay, here's why I love Cadet Kelly. Because that movie came out when I was 11 years old and 3 months. I was very excited. I was really bummed because I was in a really shitty situation in school. I didn't have any friends, and I remember seeing the opening scene where she does the dance through her art school, and I remember thinking, you could just do this? This is real? There's hope. It instilled hope in me. And you're crushing that hope. This is how it felt the night that Trump got elected. I get you. I understand.
Are we not pro-Trump? I'm really misreading all you guys.
I'm a big Stein head.
Ben Stein?
No. I think Wi-Fi causes.
Where are my Stein heads?
I will say that you are correct. So like that kind of like it is a story, you know, of coming of your age, like going against adversary, like that kind of stuff. But like it
the
was
white
also...
rifles. They have white rifles.
Okay, now I don't know where the whole hope is here.
That is pretty cool. I just don't think that I identify no like that other. But like I don't think I didn't identify with Cadet Kelly because like just the whole accessorizing pink girly girl kind of thing. Like I just
it's
that,
so much more than that. You missed the
I
point.
I know, but I'm that made the movie for me. That just
no, it didn't make the movie for you because you're
it,
not
it unmade the movie.
Unmade the movie.
Because did she here's what is, what lesson did she learn?
Nothing.
She learned bullshit, nothing. She learned acceptance. She learned, you know, a little bit of the moderation. She learned how to be friends with the older of the Stevens that were even. She learned how to, that was a slow one. I knew that one. What else did she learn?
Was her dad a good guy?
Her stepdad. So she didn't like her stepdad, who was not a general, but he was the, like, the principal of the school, of the military
gotcha.
School she went to.
Did he have a heart of gold?
It's fool's gold for sure. I mean, like it's not solid gold, but it's not.
It's not pure gold.
But no, it's like 12 karat.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, that reminds you, Cash for Gold sponsors this episode. thank you very much. We're not doing well. Okay, I don't. Courtney, are you convinced, or are you still vetoing it? You taking it off? She's taking it off, folks.
Yeah, I'm taking it off.
Cadet Kelly gone. Max, fine.
All right, I'm taking two off.
No, you only get to take one off.
Make an exception.
No, I'm not making it. That's not how the thing works.
All right, I'm taking
you
off.
You get another round to take another one off.
Ooh, all right. Take the color of friendship off.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I have a problem with that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Because it doesn't sound like you watched any of these movies for the real meaning of them.
What was the real meaning to you to take that one off?
Because it's a boring movie. I don't like... Disney Channel original movies are only good when they're not meant to be serious. That's why...
That one won a bunch of awards.
So did True Confession. Still a bad movie.
I like that, that one legitimately.
This coming from the person who.
Courtney, so what's your issue with taking color friendship off? Because I think I'm on your side here. All right, I think
it's not fun to talk about. That's my only big gripe with it.
Yeah, but this is your like this is coming from the person who's finding the hidden meaning, the moral behind
all. Yeah, they
all
fucking play it on the nose.
Yeah, but Andrew's
it's in the title, the color of friendship.
Yeah, but
we get it. It's a race thing.
Wait, that's what it's about?
Yeah, it's about a blue.
I watched The Color of Money. I watched a whole different movie.
It's about apartheid and shit. And like, it's not good apartheid, but. We knew that.
Like I quote,
that's
direct
a
quote.
Hot take right there.
Max Fine, not good apartheid. Not good.
Bad apartheid. Your office is.
I'm downloading an office update for no reason. but the Fit Chat is still going on. Guys, we're up to 17 views. We'll catch you later.
You're kidding, really?
Yeah, am I a fucking liar?
Okay.
Where are you finding this information?
I don't see a number anywhere on that screen.
You can see the top of that screen. There's a white font. Okay. I have really good eyes. They say the best eyes in the biz. So the color of friendship. He thinks apartheid's bad, which is a good thing. What else do you like about the movie that he's not seeing?
I just think it's a good movie. It's about...
you know what? I changed my mind. It's a good
movie. It's a good movie. No, two girls from different parts of the world had preconceptions about who they were going to meet, and then they had to deal with it.
This sounds oddly like the same plot of Cadet Kelly.
What are you talking about?
Two girls had preconceived notions on what the other girl would be.
This is true.
Yeah, I know it's true.
This is true.
It's really true.
You suck. So if you hate Cadet Kelly, then you...
Then by default, you hate the color. You hate...
I told you why I don't like Cadet Kelly. The whole, like...
Yeah, and it was...
Girly girl.
Like the white girl in The Color of Friendship wasn't a girly girl?
Oh, jeez. No reason to bring up color.
Yeah.
Gosh. I really regret doing a live podcast.
You should. You're not convinced. You're still taking the color of friendship.
I will, out of the other movies.
Okay, the color of friendship is off. I'm up next. I feel like this is the best time to admit something to you guys.
You've never seen one?
I've not seen one Disney Channel. There we go. There's my...
Two.
Yeah! We're going to have sex later. Jeez Louise. But so I don't know. I read them all today.
All the books.
Yeah. I got to listen to like some other thing online. I put it together. But from what I've read, the one that I don't like is Smart House.
Get the fuck out, dude. I will walk right out of this arcade.
Okay, well, explain Smart House to me.
Jump, the house is jumping.
jump, the house is jumping. Jump, jump,
this is my filibuster. Jump,
jump, jump, the house is jumping. Jump, jump, the house is jumping.
Mitchell Potts has never done. I'm taking off Smart House. Alright, then the next one then. Well, you know, I like that one because it reminds me of a Family Matters episode, so I like that one. Fuck, I feel like anything I say here is just. Phantom of the Megaplex.
I like that one, but I understand why you're taking it off.
Because it seems like it's Mickey Rooney's in it, like that Mickey Rooney's in it. Uh-huh. Who are the other actors in it?
Well, Mickey Rooney is the Phantom. Spoiler.
But
the other actors did absolutely nothing of note before or after Phantom of the Megaplex.
Should I have done the one? Isn't there a movie like something Lane 2?
Miracle in Lane 2. That's another serious one. Frankie Muniz. But you may remember from Malcolm in the Middle.
And
now the drummer of a pop punk band.
But probably name Agent Cody Banks.
Cody Banks, that's true. He was also in Big Fat Liar. Wow. He was. Yes, he was.
Say fat.
You're right. This isn't going anywhere.
Okay, I'm going to take Phantom of the Megaplex because it seemed to be. I like Mickey Rooney. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like it had the least amount of fun.
Oh, it had tons of fun.
It had tons of fun.
Tears, buddy. The movie Angela, Tears of Angela is what the movie was called. And the Phantom would fuck with everybody in the theater by literal, like taking literal things like what the movie was called and making them up. So he ruined the movie Tears of Angela by putting a filter on the lens of the projector that looked like tears. That was not a solid selling point on that movie, I understand.
All right. Now, usually I have three people, so we can do another round of veto easily. But since it's four people, I'm going to have to ask you to team up. So Max and Mitchell, you're going to have to come together and agree on something to take off.
Let's take out Smart House.
Smart! The house is jumping! Smart!
I mean, it does suck.
I thought we were like, I thought we were unified on this. I watched you slam a table.
I just thought it would be funny to say, let's take it out. Genius. Yeah, for sure.
I like that.
No, you don't.
I haven't seen it, but it seems like an Urkel Stefan situation.
What did you just say to me?
Doesn't he make like another guy that's cool? He creates one.
Well, it's not that it's like another person. He just combs his hair a little differently. And stops teaching at the college. That's
okay,
all that he does.
So hang on. This is, I have, granted, I've not seen this movie, but I read the plot thing of it. So it sounded like a college student pretending to be a high school student to date this girl, which is creepy as fuck.
You'd think so, but he's a genius. So,
it's like a Woody Allen.
No, so he's 14.
He's
14. And it's not like he's actually a college student. He's actually a college professor.
Oh.
What kind of laugh was that? He's a professor.
Yeah, so he's a professor, but he wants to be cool. He wants to fit in with his peers. So he. Did you ever see that episode of Smart Guy when he gets hit in the head and loses his smarts, but then he gets him back?
Yeah.
He wants to. He's hiding like a physics book and a comic book, so no one thinks he's a nerd. Uh-huh. Same idea.
So it's like Flowers for Algernon.
With lasers.
I like that's good. That's a good cool.
Well, you're.
Yeah. Just take it off.
All right.
See ya, genius.
See ya, genius.
Take care.
That's where I learned to sniff girls' hair, was that movie.
Oh, God. Damn it,
Matt. Can you cross it? Can you just be racist?
Cross that. That's where I learned to sniff. God. It looked like I just whispered something horrible. All right, Courtney, we're working together here. You've been in all these movies. I haven't seen any of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to probably lean on your preference of movie to take off.
Okay.
I would recommend Smart House. But don't tell Mitchell I said that.
Okay.
It's tough now.
It is tough.
It's not that hard.
I got my number one and number two.
I know what I'm doing.
I think I'm going to go with... I don't want to pick Motocross or Johnny Tsunami, but I don't know.
Motocross.
I think Motocross should be taken off just because I don't like the overprotective dad. I don't like overprotective dad.
Intro.
We are really bad at this.
Oh, I thought we were doing this on purpose.
No, I'm trying. I've been trying this whole time.
Okay.
I believe your depth perception's off of those glasses.
Yeah, the glasses
are not me. It can't be me. Motocross, if you don't know, is a show where a girl.
It's a movie. Not a show.
Yeah. A movie.
It's a Disney Channel original
movie.
A decom. Genius. His brother gets hurt.
Her brother. That is the whole point of the movie.
Her brother gets hurt. Then she decides to be the motocross dude.
Yep.
She does the classic girl turning the guy. Mm-hmm. Short haircut. Nothing else changed. And everyone's convinced, and then her overprotective father hires a European kid to fly over to race instead of her place. Which I didn't know you could have European mercenary motorcycles.
It was a different time.
Who plays the European kid?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. Because here's the thing about motocross. This is what bothered me about motocross more than anything in the world. The girl who turns into her brother, her name in the movie was Andrea. Her brother's name is Andrew. And I had a hard time believing the parents would name their kids Andrea and Andrew. Unless they're just wildly uncreative.
Well, I lived in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I had a baseball coach, and his name was Chuck. And his brother was the assistant coach. His name was Charlie, and their sister's name was Charlotte.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say Chuck Buck.
Chuck Buck.
Chuck and Buck, man, we fuck.
Oh,
you
know? God.
All right.
It's a PG show. But I remember my mom telling them, you know, you all have the same name. And they go, we do? They were like over 30. They didn't know that Chuck, Charlie, and Charlie were all based in the world of Charles. All they did when I wanted to go bat is they taught me how to get hit by the baseball. We had practice. They go, okay, we want you to, when they pitch it, as soon as you get inside, turn your back to it, spread out, hit down on the ground. You're going to get hit, and we'll buy you a Coke. And I got hit more than any other player. I was real good at it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wow, you wouldn't even know how to run a base, unless it was a sandwich.
I ran the first base one time, and when I stepped on my first base, my hip tore. True fucking story.
Okay.
Last time you've ever ran.
That's accurate.
Courtney, why did you want to take off motocross?
You know, because I just really hated that they cut my character out of that movie, you know? I hated, because obviously in the alternate dimension that I'm from, I played the main character.
Wait, you were not an extra?
I said most of the movies I was an extra.
Gotcha, so this is your starring vehicle.
Yeah, this was my crowning jewel. This could have been everything for me, and I hated that those shitty writers just did not want me to have my...
So, they cut you out of the movie that you were the main character of.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, motocross off the list. Folks.
That sounds believable, right?
Yeah, I like it. I agree. I'm sort of thinking not from an alternate dimension. All right, this is the point of the show, folks. We're down to our final five. Johnny Tsunami, Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, Brink, Smart House, surprisingly, and Alley Cat Stripe. Now, you may notice 11 is a weird number for a list, because there's a 12 spot.
Oh.
There's a wild card spot.
Okay.
The audience gets to yell out what Disney Channel original movie we missed.
I can give you a bunch.
Halloween Town, right?
Yeah,
no,
that's
fuck
Jackson movie.
What?
Jet Jackson movie.
But he already, that character is already in.
The Proud Family movie.
Oh, the Proud Family movie.
Based on the TV show.
So we get Halloween Town. Does anyone else have a Disney Channel original movie they want to add?
That one movie with Gina and Tamara.
What was that movie where the kid turned into a fucking mermaid?
13th Year, buddy. Which would make a great... Isaiah, not your podcast. 13th Year with the 12th spot would be great. 12, 13, it only makes sense.
All right, the 13th Year?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that?
I am fine with it.
Are you okay with... Yeah. The 13th Year is being added. Halloween Town was almost in the original list of 11, but it was taken off for Alley Cat Strike.
Classic bro.
13th Year. Or golf punks, whatever.
What?
Remember golf punks?
Golf punks?
Golf punks.
Golf punks?
Yeah, the kids have ever played golf with Tom Arnold.
This sounds like a movie you produced in your basement and never made it to Disney Channel.
He's just drinking a Tom Arnold. Thank you, Alex Price, for the suggestion. Woo. Appreciate it. We're down to our final six.
Oh,
Isaiah,
wait, hang on. We've got
really...
Never mind. I thought it was a comment.
Oh, just finally someone watching. It's all about Bid Chat, guys. It's always been about Bid Chat. That's where our hearts are raised on, Bid Chat.
How many people does this?
Well, in the final six, folks, here's what we do. We're going to go through the list of each six individually and decide whether they should be in the top three or not. If you're not sure, we can put it on the bubble and keep going down the list.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Johnny Tsunami, one that Courtney thought about taking off a little bit earlier.
Yeah, why did you want to take that off?
Just compared to the other movies.
Genius?
No, this is after Genius was taken off. Like, compared to movies
Motocross.
Still
here. Yeah.
Yeah, I was leaning, I said Motocross first.
I know, but so why do you hate Johnny Tsunami? Is it because you hate Pacific Islanders?
No, I love it. I love that movie. No, I just love the other ones more. So
there's
that
more
was,
white girls in that one.
No, Johnny Tsunami is chock full of white women.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sure.
There's one key thing that Courtney's hated this so far.
White women.
White women.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Johnny's mom was white. His dad was not. His dad was Hawaiian.
It would be pretty dope if your last name was Tsunami.
It would be, Mitch. But...
you know, they're all fictional characters.
You know, my name was Xenon. That'd be pretty neat.
Hold on. God damn it. Okay, his name isn't Johnny Tsunami. His name is Johnny Kapahala. They call him Tsunami when he moves to Colorado and starts to ski and snowboard. Well, snowboard is where he really progresses.
Yes.
But it's...
How is it Colorado? They don't have water.
Because he comes from water.
Wait, where did you say you moved to?
Colorado.
Then maybe you moved to Vermont. I just read this.
Oh, Vermont? Fine. Somewhere with snow and white people.
You know, if I see a female police officer who's very attractive walking by me, you know what I do?
What do you call
it? Kapahala!
The studio audience is feisty.
Yeah, this is a fun audience. Usually my audience is just a dead cat. okay, so Johnny Tsunami. Mitchell, do you want to talk about what the story is of there so people understand what Johnny Tsunami is? Max, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, okay, so I guess he was from Vermont. So he's a Hawaiian Islander, surfing real good. Like the surfer in Hawaii. No, he's real good. He's the best surfer in all of the Big Island. And they have him move to Vermont when his dad gets a job. And you may have seen the classic part in the trailer where his dad's like, nah.
I like he did that to me and not the actual camera. Like,
yeah, because I don't know what bit chat is. I just refuse to acknowledge that it's a real thing. But,
Okay.
You're like slowly seeing the
thing. Military dad.
What?
No.
No, he was. He was a military dad that takes a job in Vermont.
And his grandpa was the bad guy in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen Mortal Kombat. That's something I know.
Right. Now, his grandfather, Johnny the First, because Johnny Tsunami is the third of the Tsunami, or Kapahala.
Johnny the Mist.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh.
And so John... I thought that was really funny. That was a missed laugh on your part. But so he moves to Vermont where he meets Sam, his best friend, the famous Jet Jackson Sam. You remember him?
We mentioned him earlier.
You said the famous Jet Jackson.
Like, he was like,
not my podcast, Max.
Get the fuck out.
All right.
So, famous Jet Jackson, who's now gone, but never forgotten.
I'm glad he's dead.
Well, he killed himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Well, he was going through a lot then.
Yeah, he moved down a single engine airplane to Jackson.
Yeah, you may know famous Biplane Jackson. You know my good pal Biplane? He used to be Jet, but lost a lot of speed in the upswing of his career. But yeah, so...
That was his 9/11.
This is a Challenger.
There's no reason to be Challenger up to this. Okay, so Johnny Tsunami, he goes to Vermont, meets Sam.
Sam, who's like, hey, dude, you don't have to ski like all these nerds say you do. Let me show you how to snowboard.
Ooh.
Like, he had never heard of snowboarding.
That's like surfing.
Except you use the back leg to steer instead of the front like you do with a surfboard. And that's
they
what they make.
They explain that in the movie?
Yes. I've also never met a surfer that snowboards. I've met a lot of inline skaters that snowboard and don't ski. But we'll talk about inline skating when we get to Brink. That's
all. Oh, is that what that movie's
about? Okay, so Johnny Tsunami, yeah. He ends up snowboarding really well. You can guess what happened. There's an old guy that's an expert in it.
What?
Isn't there like an old guy that was an expert snowboarder?
You're thinking of Karate Kid.
Actually, I might still be thinking of Mortal Kombat. Okay, so Johnny Tsunami, is that a top three Disney Channel original movie?
Let's bubble it. I don't know.
Yeah. We're doing a bubble?
I'll bubble it.
I have it at like 4.
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's fine.
All right,
too.
We'll bubble it. We'll keep going. Xenon, Girl, the 21st
Great
Century.
Great movie.
Yes. That's at least top three.
That's definitely in the top three.
I would agree.
My understanding of the movie is there's a girl on a space station.
Right. Well, she starts at the space station.
And she's talking to Raven Simone.
In the first and third, not the second movies. In Xena, in the sequel.
I only saw
the sequel.
In the sequel, they replaced Raven with another black actress.
Well, that's Jesus Christ.
They also do that in Johnny Tsunami's sequel, Johnny Tsunami. They replaced Biplane Jackson with another black guy.
You know, I'll tell you that, in 2017, those kind of things will happen. Nevermore.
Yeah.
we're just talking about the first Xenon movie.
Though. Okay.
Not the series.
Do you remember the movie Small Soldiers?
Yeah.
You remember the kid?
I love Small Soldiers.
The kid, the main character in Small Soldiers.
I think we need a bigger boat.
So that guy is the love interest in Xenon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was played by Kirsten Storms.
Is he still as good looking as he was in Small Soldiers?
About the same time they came out. So
nice.
Kirsten Dunst and Kirsten Storms, two Kirstens fighting for his love. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Just so you know, Travis Goodwin asked, why does this guy know so much about Disney original movies?
Travis Goodwin, why are you some kind of schoolgirl bitch? Let me have it. All right?
It's because he's sad.
Yeah. So Xenon, the first movie, she gets kicked out of the spaceship.
Doesn't get kicked out. She gets asked to leave by her by her parents, who send her down to live with her crazy, kooky aunt on Earth. Oh. You guys remember the band Protozoa?
Yeah!
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go...
boom, boom, boom.
My supernova girl. You got it. So, there you
I'm
go.
I'm just happy we're having fun.
Someone's having fun. I'm working harder than I've ever worked before.
Okay, so Xenon, though. You're saying great movie.
It's a great movie.
Top three. Yes, you're top saying three. Top three. Okay, we're going to only...
Bubble it.
Perfect.
Bubble it.
Well, no, it's top three.
Okay.
Now. So, top three. We're on the next movie, which I think Max hates this movie. Yeah. A Brink.
It's the best one.
It's the best one.
Well, let's hold up.
It's the best.
Jesus Christ, Mitchell. What did you have? How much coffee did you have?
I haven't had any coffee today.
Just broccoli and cheese.
It's running hot. Mitchell hot. Get it? You get my joke?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So Brink, I'll be in the top three.
Yeah.
So we're not even arguing.
Brink, I'm not even going
to. Okay, so we'll get back to it later, then we get back to the top three. Smart House.
Smart House can go.
Yeah.
It's objectively bad.
That's where the mom's a hologram and traps him in the house.
No, she's not the mom. She's the house.
She's the house.
Her name is Pat. She's making milkshakes for the kids. They've got a cool refrigerator. They've got the house is jumping.
Which, by the way, is a great song.
Yes, it is.
Mitchell, where do you stand on this movie?
Like the song, hate the film.
But you argued so hard for it.
It deserves to go now, but it's
better. The sanctity of the program.
I really care about this program. It's better than Genius and Motocross. And
do you think Smart House is there? Go.
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 Yeah.
So this movie that I tried to take off earlier that you guys yelled at me about.
Well, it was too early.
It was too early to take off.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're taking Smart House off the list.
I think it's fine for it to go.
We're going to the next one, Alley Cat Strike.
Yeah, that's a top for me, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't have the top three.
That's a top three.
Not even. Okay, 13th year.
It's got to go.
No, don't you dare take it.
So now, if
we decided Xenon, Brink, and Alley Cat Strike are top three, then 13th year. You can't all win, Max.
I'll take 13th year over Xenon.
Okay.
Really? Would you take 13th year over Johnny Tsunami?
No.
Whoa.
I won't actually take it over Xenon because I'd be doing a disservice to my cat, Xenon.
Yeah. Oh, my God, named biased. After that
movie. Yeah, I am biased. They also have her tattooed on me. I got this cat is named. You know what? Hold on. Let me look at my Facebook memories because I think something.
Jesus Christ! I can't wait to hear what ex-girlfriend didn't work out.
All of them.
So okay. Well,
it finally. This is 4 years ago today. It's finally registering that I've named my cat after a Disney Channel original movie.
That's a lot better than you guys reacted, I think. Yeah. The odds of that.
Yeah, that was great shit. You're
1 in 365.
I mean, there's some people in the way back smiling, I can see. Like, all the way.
Oh, yeah?
Those are paintings. Oh. Yeah, those are paintings. We're at we're at this place. Art House. Art Link. We're at Art Link. If you guys ever want to get linked with your art, Fort Wayne, the place to go. Art Link. I think I did a good job there. So we're down to five. We need to make this three. So Alley Cat, Strike, Brink are in the top two. Or top three.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're thinking that.
I don't know about Alley Cat.
So let's go. Let's do this. I'll do this one at a time. Johnny Tsunami or Xenon?
Xenon.
I kind of like Johnny Tsunami, but it's three against one. All right.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Tsunami against Alley Cat Strike.
Alley Cat Strike.
Johnny Tsunami versus Brink.
Brink.
Johnny Tsunami off the list. Xenon versus Brink here.
Brink.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow. Brink. I kind of want to go Xenon.
Oh, fuck you.
Xenon, Alley Cat Strike.
Alley Cat Strike.
Alley Cat Strike.
I like Alley Cat Strike.
Okay.
And Xenon 13 Peter to decide which one's in the top three.
Xenon.
Xenon.
I'm gonna go with Xenon.
So 13 Peter is a mermaid.
A merman.
Thirteenth year. Not even close. A merman is the main part of the movie.
It is pretty progressive.
That's really progressive. I'm finally, guys, get a good role in a movie. I've been waiting all this time.
Yeah,
Tomb Raider.
He's got the coolest name, too, in real life. The actor's name is Chez Starbuck.
No, why are we even talking about Xenon anymore? Chez Starbuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why are we talking about Brinker? That's 13th Year is the best movie.
No, it's...
A merman, Chez Starbuck. No. I don't think there has to be any...
No.
There's only half merman.
We're down to our final three. Alley Cat Strike, Brink.
Brink is the winner.
And
Brink.
Xenon.
Brink.
If
Brink doesn't win, I'm going to get on the floor.
Hold up. Well, I think we know it's not going to win, don't we? We're down to our final three. I'm assuming it's going to come down to Alley Cat Strike and Brink. Or is Xenon better than Alley Cat Strike?
No.
Alley Cat Strike.
I'm a Xenon, man.
Three against one, Maxwell.
It's fine. Baby girl, I still love you. Don't you ever forget.
Do you want to smell my hair?
So great.
Yeah, I'm losing hair. All right, we're down to Alley Cat Strike and Brink. Now, Max, I want you to just tell me, if not worried about which is better, I want you to give me passionate speeches for both of them of what they are and why they're both great movies.
Brink's a stellar skater movie. Brink, you know, old Eric Von Detten. He's just rolling around riding for Team Poppin' Suds, being a real good dude. He's just a soul skater at heart, you know. He skates for passion. He skates for us.
Well, and he leaves the group, though.
For a very brief... But that's the point. He comes back from Team X-Blades and Val and the Power Ranger. Yeah. Well, they're sponsored skaters.
Yeah.
They're
well, that's
doing
what you
it for
do.
Money.
There's some real...
I'm doing this for money. Yeah. I made $15 in a year and a half.
I can't believe people watch this at all. I'm sorry.
Well, now that I've been tricking him. Okay, so he leaves corporate sponsorship, has some money.
And then he's like, you know what? Money isn't everything.
Well,
more money, more problems, you know?
Is money not everything, or does he try and get his group sponsored so they make some money?
Well, they get a sponsorship at the end, but it's from a dog groomer. It's not a skating company. I don't know what that was. I have been so drunk for so long.
Yeah. And you may think it's just for the festival.
No, I'm a train wreck.
What did you say the other day? Max died weeks ago?
Years ago.
Yeah. I think I said something along those lines.
Okay. Now, Alley Cat Strike, the same kind of passion.
It's bowling, dude. It's
bowling. That's great. I love that.
Courtney,
why don't you give
so
a...
much more.
What? Yeah, like the cousin from Cousin Skeeter. It, he's there, too.
It has one of the best closing scenes I've ever seen in a movie, including The Godfather. Where he spins the bowling ball.
It's a lady that does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a
oh,
little
wow,
girl.
My memory's bad. And...
It's the best closing scene, even including Godfather.
Well, to be fair, I thought the Godfather, that all that murdering was orchestrated by a woman, so it balances out. I suck. All right, so the split ends, you know, whatever.
Do they pick up the split?
They pick up the 7-10 split.
And it's by... And then she pushes it down, and then...
Can you do that sound effect one more time?
Yeah, this is like watching a manatee come up for breath.
Yeah, that's accurate. And it hits the pin, and then the pin spins, and then it hits the other pin, and everyone goes...
I like that. I like that. It's like Hoosier, but better.
I was kicked out of two bowling alleys for trying to reenact that, and the ball got stuck.
What?
Yeah.
You just spinning it?
No, just try and do the same thing.
I'll be honest. Here's my deal with both of these movies. Now that I'm thinking about it, these both altered my life in massive ways. And I'm not even kidding. I
can't imagine a bigger knock for both these movies.
at 14, I became a sponsored inline skater because of the passion I picked up from Brink. I'm not even kidding. Now, once my knees started to go, because that'll happen. That's what they don't talk about in the movie. Your knees will go.
You're like Jack.
Yeah.
You just age a lot quicker than most people.
I thought you were talking about Johnny Depp. John Jack Jingleheimer.
Yeah, I think he's talking
about Robin Williams. You're kicked out of a bowling alley.
Two. Yes.
Just because you spun the ball?
Because I tried to reenact that, and then the ball got stuck, and like it just happened. I did it more than once, like in that trip, and then finally they were like, "You've got to like stop."
For what it's worth, I'm also a semi-pro bowler.
You are?
I am. Dwight Simmons and I were talking about this the other day. I'm PBA.
Dwight Simmons, he's been on the podcast.
Wait, you're PBA ranked?
Yeah,
what's
baby.
Your rank?
Not great, but like...
Well, it's still great because you're ranked.
It's true. I average about a 220 when I bowl. I have a brace. I have 6 balls. I have a bag.
6 balls?
Uh-huh. Because you're going to need one for different oil patterns, buddy. I know you're going for a junk joke, but I'm taking you right out of the gutter. That's like I...
Shut it down.
Because you know who doesn't get in the gutter when he bowls? Fine Doug.
You turkey.
Hey! That's strike one.
You need
two more. Maybe I could spare you some knowledge.
Double turkey.
Hey. Thanksgiving, baby.
This is Sparta.
I was my high school mascot. I was a Spartan.
No, 300. You know, that's the whole long con.
So 300's gonna win this?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
No worries. Okay. So you've been kicked. I've never been kicked out of a bowling alley. I've broken a lot of pins before.
Bullshit.
You've broken pins. Yeah.
A lot of pins?
I've broken 3 pins.
There you go. That's what
because you throw.
I feel like that's a lot of pins in the realm of breaking pins.
It's a number for sure.
I like to throw real hard, especially when the pin gets stuck in the gutter, because I like to top it out. pop it out.
God, one time, you don't respect the game.
One time I hit it. I have my own ball, too.
You're not a soul brother.
I do.
It's what we call a spirit bowling.
Okay, all right. We're at this point. We're going to vote what we think the best Disney Channel original movie is. Courtney, you're up first.
I'm voting Alley Cat Strikes.
Alley Cat Strikes! One vote. Mitchell.
Brink.
Brink! One vote. One vote. I'm going to vote next.
They figured.
And I'm going to vote Alley Cat Strikes. Again, I've not seen any of these movies. I can't stress this enough.
I can't go home to my family. Brink doesn't play.
You have nobody to go home to, Mitchell. Come on, who are you kidding? Your family. Nice.
People love me.
Yeah, you get a lot of cat food. He isn't even a cat. Max.
Smart House is off the table, right?
Yeah. Smart House is, well, yeah, it's off the table. Brink, Alley Cat Strikes. Two votes Alley Cat Strikes, one vote Brink. And we have a tiebreaker idea if there is a tiebreaker.
Oh, well, there's going to be a tie because Brink is way better than
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
We haven't won yet.
Get fucked!
Jesus Christ, folks. Alley Cat Strikes, Brink tied 2-2. And because this is the biggest audience I've ever done this podcast, I am going to raise my hand for Alley Cat Strikes.
Oh, this is your big tie
break? This is the big tie. I had to make it up on the spot. I forgot there's four people in the show. Otherwise, I'm going to have Trenches play a theme song again and close the show down. All right, folks. On the audience, and it's a packed room.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote?
You do have to vote. Or we're not sex.
We're not
okay,
sex.
We're not sex. I am going to raise my right hand for Alley Cat Strikes. Who votes Alley Cat Strikes?
Woo! Oh, look, there's so many people.
That means Brink wins.
Who votes Brink? No, cheer! You got to cheer!
Woo! Okay, this
all right, since you're cheering, vote Alley Cat Strikes. Cheer if you like Alley Cat Strikes. Just cheer. Just cheer for Alley Cat. If you like... What about Brink?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah. This is Brink.
This is Brink.
Brink, 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 Brink.
Soul Standard, Soul Standard, Soul Standard. Brink is the best Disney Channel original movie. Who saw that coming? Since the very start, everybody said, that's the best Disney Channel original movie. Brink, let me give the circle. Let me cross out Alley Cat Strikes.
I can't believe you have a podcast dedicated to this bullshit.
Travis Goodwin said Alley Cats. I should have took that as a vote. I had a vote right there.
Yeah, you didn't spell it right.
Well, that's fair. That's on you, Travis. You fucking idiot. guys, that's the show. Best Ninja Channel original movie. Brink. Let me just go down the list of people we have on the show. All the way to the left. Mitchell Potts. Do you have a Twitter, Instagram? Do you do anything? Are you a comedian?
Barely. My Instagram is Mitchell Potts Tater Tots.
Hell yeah, baby.
And you can follow me on Twitter at I'm Mitchell Potts.
Awesome.
No apostrophe.
Which is nice. Very funny guy from Bloomington, works at the Comedy Attic regularly. Sometimes goes on tour, but he doesn't have a car, so it's tough. Left of me here, Mr. Max Fine. Do you have anything you plug? He doesn't have a car either.
I don't have a car either. You can follow me on Twitter at Max_Fine. Instagram at Eating Burgers.
A lot of excitement for what they do on social media. Courtney Mills, a very funny, also in Cincinnati. Do you have anything that you plug? Upcoming shows? This is live. No, who knows what your
shows? Oh, shit shows? Shit shows.
Yeah, that's your shows.
No, I'm not booked.
Courtney Mills, do you have an Instagram, Twitter you like to plug?
Yeah, Instagram is not period C Meals, M-E-A-L-S. And my, what is my, Twitter is follow me at Forrest Gump in it. And yeah, I don't have any upcoming shows that I can remember, but I'm moving to Texas soon, so if you're in Texas, put me on your shows there.
Dallas, Texas. I know some people in Texas. I'll be in contact with them. Max Fine doesn't know anybody. I'm Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. On Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy. And Big Chat, Joe Bates Comedy. I don't do Instagram that well. Our Twitter. The better thing to do is Facebook. On Facebook, there's a Rank You Very Much page. You can give ideas for the shows. You can message me stuff. People have done it. People like commenting on the things. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. is when I do the show. Although I've liked it the last 2 weeks doing it on a Sunday. So I might change that. But thank you so much for watching. YouTube, we have a YouTube channel. Rank You Very Much. We've got about 6 videos up there. I'm going to keep updating all the old episodes on there. And guys, the Let's Fest for having us. Letting me do a show here.
Yeah.
And really, Courtney, Max, and Mitchell, fantastic guests. I had a really fun time this episode. All the other ones have been shit compared to this. Just absolute dog shit. Ice cold shit. but no.
Ice cold shit?
Yeah, it's a Trent Mabry joke. But thank you so much for watching. Well, every time you guys watch, I grow a little bit more in the inside.
Did anybody done it?
No. but that's Best Disney Channel original movie, Brink, with an exclamation point.
Zach, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I haven't seen either movies, but your passion fucking moved me.
Brink. 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 Brink.